From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rosemary Bellison. Missouri lawmakers are using different approaches to gun reform almost 2 weeks after a mass school shooting in Florida. KBIA's Sarah Kellogg reports.
Multiple lawmakers introduced gun legislation to a packed hearing room on Monday. While the eight bills all dealt with firearms, some would add restrictions while others would decrease regulation. The bill that gathered the most attention would allow guns without a concealed carry permit in current, quote, gun-free zones that are private property, such as daycare centers, hospitals, and amusement parks. College campuses in the Capitol would require a conceal and carry permit. Representative Jared Taylor, the bill's sponsor, stated that these areas are currently vulnerable to attacks.
It does not allow more people to get guns, but what it does is it allows individuals to stop an attack if the need were to arise.
Many spoke in favor and in opposition of the bill. Reporting from Jefferson City, I'm Sarah Kellogg, KBIA News.
Meanwhile, a group of college and high school students in Springfield, Missouri, is planning a citywide walkout on March 23rd to rally support for what it calls common sense gun legislation. The mass shooting this month at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, has sparked calls for walkouts, sit-ins, and other actions on school campuses across the U.S. The group behind the Springfield walkout is called Team Millennial. It's a part of the Southwest Missouri branch of the National Organization for Women. The nonpartisan pro-woman group is also encouraging students to write letters to their legislators and register to vote, according to the Springfield newsletter. MU Chancellor Alexander Cartwright gave a speech earlier today on expanding Mizzou's research contributions. KBIA's Mitch Ligon was there.
Chancellor Cartwright announced plans to double research funding while expanding research activities that impact Missouri, the U.S., and the rest of the world. MU currently spends $200 million on research, but Cartwright wants to double that number over the next 5 years. Cartwright says the university will add 3 to 5 national research centers in that same time frame, which will bring in large amounts of federal and other external funds. Cartwright says this will also help the state's economy.
We should have more jobs because the research that you're doing then translates into more inventions, more technologies that then get translated out, more companies, and that will actually have an impact on the entire economy.
A study detailing MU's overall economic impact will be available next month. I'm Mitch Ligon, KBIA News.
The Missouri House has passed legislation to renew several so-called benevolent tax credits. Marshall Griffin reports it includes a tax break for centers that seek to discourage women from having an abortion.
The tax break for pregnancy resource centers operated by groups opposed to abortion is set to expire at the end of next year. The bill would extend the program for another 6 years and expand the size of the tax credit from $2.5 million to $3.5 million a year. The sponsor, Republican Kevin Engler of Farmington, says the centers also serve young men as well as women.
These men, our boys, need to learn that they are not just sperm donors, they should be fathers. They have to be taught how to be fathers.
Democrats called the centers dangerous because many don't have medical personnel on staff. The bill also renews tax credits for food pantries, children that suffer abuse and neglect, and spouses of law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The bill now goes to the Missouri Senate. Short-term rental owners gathered last night to discuss what implementing a lodging tax and mandatory safety inspections could mean for them. It was the first meeting with the Columbia Visitors Bureau, which will give the City Council a report about the short-term rentals in the area. Currently, short-term rentals do not pay the 5% lodging tax, and there is no mandatory safety and health inspection. David Thomas, a local Airbnb owner, said he is not concerned about the proposed lodging tax and regulations.
I think any activity should have a certain degree of regulation. There should be safety issues addressed.
There will be another public information meeting tomorrow at 3 p.m. Rosemary Bellison, KBIA News.